Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Get this. I was the original podcast. That's right. I started this stuff back in 84, straight up 40 years of radio. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, I'm not only your host, I'm a four-time Golden Gloves champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So, essentially, I talk a lot of smack at times. Sometimes I'm telling you the real stuff, but, you know, now and then, I suppose, I get off course. But bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 40 years of radio. Join us on the toll-free if you'd like, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, wow, we are like 7 days away, 7 days removed, of course, from David Benavidez. Annihilating. That's right, David Morrell. It wasn't a close fight. 9-2-1 on my scorecard. I was there sitting in this VIP box. Get this. I sat in this billionaire's box. Guy has a lot of money. Anyway, sat in this billionaire's box. Me and my attorney, Mark Risman. So I was his guest. Anyway, so we're sitting in this box, and I said to myself, you know, this is better than ringside. I mean, I sat ringside for like, almost 40 years. Bottom line is, I said, this is better than ringside. The screen was right in front of me. I had this big old fat screen, like, you know, in the arena, right? And we're sitting in this VIP box, and it was cool. You didn't get stepped on. Nobody was screaming at you. Didn't hear nobody. No ghetto stuff. Bottom line is, it was great up there in the VIP seats. Anytime I get a chance to sit in the VIP seats at the T-Mobile Arena, I'm going to take advantage of it, no doubt about that. But Benavidez, 9-2-1 in rounds. He got knocked down in one round. Of course, that one round, I look back at it later, was a trip. But you had to score that round, a two-point round. But then again, at the end of the round, David Morrell hit on the break. I mean, after the bell. And when he did that, he got penalized a point. So the round was eventually scored 9-8. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, it was a one-sided round for David Benavidez. We'll hear from the winner a little bit later. Straight up, Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, joins us as well. You can on the toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk on Sports Byline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Let's talk about your career just for a second. Hagler, Monzone, Robinson, this and that, Hopkins. Okay? Where do you put yourself in those names?
If I'm in the top four, top five in history, I'm satisfied. And I don't mind if I'm four, if it's four. I don't mind if I'm five, if it's five. Because these guys' legacy and their era should be and will be respected. And I just want to be respected for my era. So if it's four, you know, and the number is four, to be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler, Pedro, and Ray Leonard. Hey, to be mentioned in that, how many middleweight fighters that came that was also good? The Julian Jacksons of the world. And I can go to a lot of Mike Got McCollum, it. Magambi. You didn't mention those names. And to be mentioned in the top four and the top five, wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wow. It is one hell of a weekend in the world of boxing, folks. I mean, we are like 7 days removed, as I said, from the next king of boxing. He is about to be crowned. I'm talking about David Benavidez. People say to me, you know what? He didn't look all that good. I mean, how could you want him to look? He took on a world-class guy, a guy that was undefeated, a guy that in the minds of a lot of people was going to beat him. Of course, Tommy D, one of our house experts, the Sunday Shot Caller, thought had picked Morrell to win. But the bottom line is it was almost a pick-em fight in the minds of a lot of people. Not in my mind, but in the minds of a lot of people, no doubt about that. But now we have Benavidez at 30-0, 24 KOs. Of course, didn't get the knockout. In fact, he got dropped in one round. Of course, that was a bit controversial because I thought he got tripped, but and he got hit after the bell. So anyway, bottom line is, Morrell tried to win. He didn't win. Scores were 115, 111 twice. Of course, Patricia Jarman, of course, Morse Jarman. She's been around a long time. God, good Lord. She had a 115, 111, as did Steve Weiss with 115, 111. Tim Cheatham, my favorite guy with that good old name for a boxing judge. I mean, if you were a boxing judge, would you even consider, like, I mean, come on, man. It would be like if in the world of prostitution, your name was like Bobby Hoare. I mean, come on, man. It's the same thing. Bobby Hoare, all right, going deep here. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the big card last week at the T-Mobile Arena, an almost sold-out arena. They say it holds 20,000 people for boxing. Straight up, if it holds 20,000 people for boxing, there were about 19,000 people there. No doubt about that. Benavidez had a lot to be proud of. The crowd was his. Of course, they chatted Mexico at times. They even chatted, there were even a few Cuba chats. Cuba chance, okay? But the bottom line is Cuba was in the house, but Cuba was in the fight, but it wasn't competitive. That's the best way I could put it. 9-2 winning rounds the way I scored. Of course, the undercard fight, we'll talk about that in depth as we bring in, of course, our boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
Doing great, brother. How are you feeling?
I'm stumbling all over myself here in lack of preparation, but the bottom line is I'm here.
Well, you are the grizzled vet. I'm sure you're gonna make.
No. Daniel keeps mocking me here because every time I gaff and like stutter and stammer and this, he's like throwing rocks at the window. So there's all kinds of holes in the window here from rocks. Anyway, bottom line is enough rock throwing. David Benavidez is now 30 and zip. I was impressed. Anybody that watched that fight had to be impressed. And even Tommy D said afterwards that Canelo Alvarez don't want no part of David Benavidez.
Listen, I always felt that the longer Canelo waits, the worse it is. Because I thought if this fight would have happened a year and a half ago, I actually thought Canelo had a chance. At this point, I don't see anybody beating Benavidez. And I give him a good chance against the winner of Beterbiev and Bivol. I think Benavidez is in his prime. He's hitting his stride. He's a mean guy.
That left hook to the body. I mean, yeah. He didn't give up on that. I think he landed that body. He landed almost 100 body shots, I thought. Anyway, but, I mean, he kept going to the body, but that left hand, he kept digging it around and digging it around. And when you're Morel, you're a left-hander, you lead with that right side. I mean, that's not a good thing for you. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, that just is not conducive to winning a 12-round fight, especially against a guy that is the monster. I mean, you got to give him props. The knockdown I thought was a bit controversial. I thought he got tripped. I mean, I scored it a knockdown, no doubt about that. I mean, you have to score what the referee says it is. But the bottom line is when I looked at it on the replays afterwards, it looked like he tripped.
Yeah, it looked like their feet got caught. A punch did land. But, yeah, I'm on the same page with you. I thought that knockdown, it shouldn't have counted, but it is what it is. The body shot, the body work, I thought was the difference. It took a lot of steam out of Morel's punches. I give credit to Morel. Morel, I looked at one point like he was going to quit, but he fought the full 12 rounds. Type of loss that I think.
Do you know what was nauseating about Mr. Morel? His post-fight interview. He doesn't speak good English, and he was trying to speak English, and it didn't sound good, this and that. He needed an interpreter, but the bottom line is he was whining. I don't like guys that whine.
High five. I was thinking the same thing. I mean, just fall back, relax. Let the interpreter earn the check. Let him speak for you. Like I said, I did not leave that fight thinking any less of Morel. I just thought that Morel is just not as good as Benavidez. He gave a good showing. It wasn't like a quit job like a Charlo, It was, okay, Benavidez is on another level. He's a seasoned pro. And you're right. I guys that complain and whine, he's just being a sore loser.
Back to that body shot. He kept sticking that left hand around the right elbow time and time and time again, over and over and over again. And, wow, I kept saying to myself, this is classic boxing. This is the way it's supposed to be done. I mean, you don't see guys try to break guys down anymore. In other words, everything's all headshots, the old Mayweather era, throwing headshots and this and that. But, look, the other night, it was a complete beatdown, I thought, in the minds of David Benavidez and, of course, 30 and zip. And the crowd was all his, man. It was his crowd. There wasn't no stragglers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they were there for him. And, I want to mention this. I didn't take down my notes. Anyway, it's a new crowd in boxing now. This is a younger crowd. This is a Mexican-American and Mexican crowd that showed up for last week's fight. They're a different group. They're not the old Chavez crowd. They don't wear the sombreros. They're not 95 years old, this and that. No, no, no. I'm telling you, this is a new era of Mexican-American and Mexican boxing fans. I saw it last week, and evidently they were there to support Benavidez, and he won. He came away with a big win because I think that pound for pound, I think you got to start looking at him. Because the fact that people aren't avoiding him for nothing. I mean, there's a reason why Canelo doesn't want any part of him. And we saw basically all of that last week.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. Benavidez should be on everyone's pound-for-pound list. People want to talk about his flaws. Yeah, okay, nobody's perfect. And he does leave himself open. But, do you have what it takes to expose those flaws? Because you may have a moment here or two. like Morrell did. Morrell buzzed him, I think, in the fourth round. You know,
buzzed him towards the end of the round, and then he buzzed him after the bell. But shame on David for like letting his guard down with sort of like with the bell rang there when he got clipped with that shot. I thought he thought the referee was gonna prevent him from getting hit, and I think he let his guard down just a little bit. So that's on him. Him getting clipped with that shot after the bell. Of course, Morrell got a point taken away, but him getting clipped with that shot. There's something about when the bell rings, guys psychologically or for some reason their body shuts down a little bit as far as the fighting's concerned, and it's like a sense of relaxation, just a relaxation just for a second, and they get caught. Marlon Starling, of course, with Thomas Molinares, or that China, or the Korean guy, I can't remember which one it was, and then of course De Benavides last week.
Yeah, I think it's just habits that you develop in the gym. It's like, okay, I hit the finish line. All right, turn it off. And the golden rule in boxing is defend yourself at all times. The shot before that caused Morrell to hit him, I thought Benavides kind of hit him maybe a tenth of a second after the bell, and Morrell reacted like any, grown man would. He hit him back, and then, of course, like in school, right? The guy that gets in trouble, the guy that gets caught, throwing the second shot, so... The point I thought was a little, there was no warning. I thought maybe he was out of line, but he threw the shot over the referee, and that's probably like the biggest form of disrespect that you can do to a ref, so I can understand why he took the point off. Benavides is just, he's just good, and we've got to appreciate that. Yeah, he has to be on everybody's top 10 pound for pound.
Okay, let's talk about the undercard. Brandon Figueroa and Stephen Fulton. That was a weird fight. Did Figueroa even show up to fight there or what?
I haven't seen somebody regress as much as Figueroa, including him and his brother. The first fight, I thought it was a coin flip, him and Fulton. I thought Figueroa actually won that first fight. But credit to Fulton. The fact that this was a world title fight after, let's face it, most people know Fulton for getting beat down by the monster in the only way.
Man, let me tell you like this. It was the worst setup for a main event in the history of boxing.
Okay, you were there.
Yeah, exactly. We were there. People were picking their nose. It was bad, man. It was just bad. Especially considering the fight before that, Isaac Cruz and Angel Fierro, of course, it was scored 96-94, 97-93, and 98-92. Wow, I thought it was a little wide, but the bottom line is Isaac Cruz ended up winning that fight. But those guys were going back and forth. They were like rock'em sock'em robots.
That fight was, early candidate fight of the year type of thing. The one thing that people remember about that Fulton Figueroa fight is Fulton's attire with the pseudo Timberland construction boots he had on.
That was a little bit weird. Maybe we can get into the fashion after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Average white band to break. Get this. Brent Carter, of course, the Tower of Power lead singer for three albums back in the day. And, of course, he went with the Average White Band for like 14 years and he just retired with them, of course, when they retired a couple of months ago. And get this, he is now the Commodores lead singer as of last night. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Congratulations, Brent!
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So anyway, I was speculating as to what the group was that Brent Carter was going to join. Of course, I was thinking Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, he said to me, it's a bigger band, a bigger oldies band, of course, than Tower of Power or Average White Band. So to myself, I started scratching my head. Jose Miserve came up with Cool and the Gang. Nobody came up with the Commodores. But get this. The private investigator and me, we sort of figured this one out because he told me that he was doing a gig in Lancaster, California. So I got the old private investigator thing out and hit Google, asked Mr. Google, who's playing Friday night in Lancaster, California? It turned out to be the Commodores, so I figured things out that Brent Carter is now the lead singer of the Commodores. Lionel Richie is a one hell of a tough act to follow. Good luck, Brent. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside looking world of boxing, not MMA, of course, not boxing, not music per se. Of course, Dmitry Bivol and Artur Beterbiev going again, of course, in the rematch on the 22nd of February. Of course, that's a short time from now. Of course, the rematch I don't think is needed. We'll talk about that in depth in a little bit. But last week, you had to give props to David Benavidez. You just did. I mean, Sock talked about it two or three times on how he should be considered one of the pound-for-pound guys. Bottom line is, post-fight, he had a few things to say.
All week long, David, your opponent talked about it. He didn't believe in monsters. You seem to make a believer out of everyone tonight.
Yeah, he knows whose world this is. This is Monstro's world. You know what it is. But big shout out to Morel. He took a tough test. You know, I know he was going to be a tough fighter. That's why I prepared so hard for this. And I'm just happy that the people were able to get a good show tonight. Yeah, le quiero dar las gracias a toda mi gente, toda mi raza, toda la gente de México, toda mi gente de Phoenix, Arizona, Los Angeles, California, Seattle, Washington, y también la gente de Cuba también. Los quiero mucho.
This was a tense fight from the start. Did anything surprise you in there tonight?
No, not really, because I prepared for everything. I knew he was a great fighter, so I had to be on my P's and Q's. Head movement was good. Defense was good. To be honest, I thought he was going to hit harder, but he didn't.
The fight got a little bit chippy in the second half, including in round 11 when he hit you after the bell, was deducted a point. How hurt were you by that shot?
I wasn't really hurt, but it was after the bell, you know what I mean? But that was a little knockdown, though. He got me off balance, but, you know, it is what it is. But like I said, it was a good fight.
You seem to start a little bit faster, a little bit quicker than we're used to seeing. How important was that against maybe arguably the toughest opponent on paper you fought in your career?
He was easier to hit than I expected, so every opportunity I went for it.
You continue to show that you're not waiting for anyone. You're executing your own career on your own terms. How big of a win is this performance in the career of David Benavidez?
This is the biggest career my win so far, because look at all the people who came out supporting me. And this is amazing. Man, this is a dream come true for me. You know what I mean? I never thought at 28 years old, I'd fill up the T-Mobile Arena. Look at all these people that came and support me. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
You're a proven pay-per-view star, one of the pound-for-pound best in this game. Where do you go from here?
I just want to be the best of my era, and whoever they need me to fight next, I want to unify all four titles. So if that's next, that's next.
So guess what? He's going to beat the winner of the Artur Beterbiev Dmitry Bivol rematch, of course, when this goes down the February 22nd, of course, over in Saudi Arabia. The Sheik over there is throwing down all kinds of money for this rematch. Of course, also on the card, Danny Dubois and Joseph Parker. A lot of money coming in on Parker of late. I believe he's a slight underdog. Tommy D likes Joseph Parker and the odds. Carlos Adamas and Hamza Shiraz, whoever the hell that is. Bottom line is that's for the WBC middleweight title. But WBC is making a lot of sanctioning fees over there. Virgil Ortiz versus Israel Imajimov for the WBC interim world super welterweight title. Think about that. Another sanction for Chi Ching. Of course, Shakur Stevenson defending the WBC lightweight title against Floyd Schofield. Another WBC Ching Ching Ching. Wait, I'm not done. Zil Zhang, Chinese dude. Of course, the man from the Chinese mainland now fighting here in the United States. Bottom line is he's taking on Ajit Kebeo. I believe he's from Germany. And this is for the WBC interim world heavyweight title. So, wait. So, the WBO, the WBC, the guys are banking in on these fights, of course. And that means they're making a percentage of the fights. I think Tyson Fury said that he paid $1 million to a sanctioning body. And I'm thinking that had to be the WBC. So, why aren't they throwing any money at you and me, Sock?
I think we need to have a meeting with Mr. Suleiman. How's that relationship lately?
What are you laughing? Wait. Why? You mean, you know, listen, I wish Dad was still around because, you know, Dad would just go in there and just rough him up. He would. I mean, people know what I'm talking about. Mauricio Suleiman is the son of Jose Suleiman, but Dad and I performed secret missions for him. Secret missions that I can't even go into. I'll never tell you. I won't tell anybody. I mean, I wasn't like breaking any laws or anything, but I did things in confidence for him. And his son didn't seem to appreciate it as much as I wanted to. And of course, when Tommy D said that the WBC fight between Robinson Canseco and Shockey Foster was crooked, the first one, and that if Mauricio Suleiman didn't do something about it, he should step down, they pulled us off WBC TV.
Wow. Listen.
For asking, I mean, it's like this. If he doesn't do something, he's part of the problem and not the solution. That's what I said.
Exactly. Look, the truth hurts sometimes, right? And, you know, we have to have credibility as journalists and, you know, members of the media. You know, not here to, you know, to kiss anybody's rear end. Gotta call it like it is, man. That was some crooked stuff that happened.
You know what? I think that Don King and Suleiman had me around. A, because I was honest and I wouldn't lie to them. They knew that no matter what was on the line. But they'd rather have me pissing in the tent, outside of the tent. You hear what I'm saying? The pissing outside the tent, into the tent.
That's an old school verbiage there.
Okay, now, all these WBC title fights here on this card, Israel Imajimov and Virgil Ortiz, is this a send-off party for Virgil Ortiz? Because last time I saw him, he was looking like Daniel buzzed.
Well, he's had a good, you know, good amount of time to rest. I mean, that was a hell of a fight. I thought it should have been fight of the year. We're going to find out. You know, Israel Imajimov, He had a decent showing against Terrence Crawford. You and me were on the same page. I was on the Virgil Ortiz bandwagon when he was at 47. Then he, you know, he can't make it. He's at 54. I don't think he's the same type of puncher. It's a good fight. You know, we're gonna find out.
But here's what's up, Crawford didn't look as good as a lot of people thought he should have for that last fight with Israel Imajimov. Of course, now he's going to get the fight with Canelo Alvarez, evidently, in September. But Imajimov only had 11 fights coming in and a draw at that, so one draw, so he was 10-0, 10-0-1. I mean, these guys aren't exactly the most experienced lads in the world, and they're kicking the snot out of some of these guys. They're beating ass, the Russians.
Well, you know, it's the same thing like Morel, right? That extensive amateur background, and credit to them, right? Because what's the point of building up, you know, against 10 stiffs, you know, when you know that the caliber of fighters that you've beaten in the amateurs and that experience is, you know, double that of your first 10 pro fights. So, you know, credit to his team for getting him out there against tough competition early. Now, does it always pay off? Well, we saw what happened last week. You know, I thought Morel needed a little bit more seasoning before jumping in against the best.
No, you know what? I thought it was. I thought he needed to take a shot right then and there. As far as his calendar is concerned, the clock's always ticking. I just thought that the money opportunity was there, and I think he made better than $1 million. So a couple million bucks, more power to him, no doubt about that. And of course, afterwards, now what's up with Louis DeCuba Sr.? Was he acting a fool or what?
A little bit. Louis's glasses. Could they get any bigger? He's got some bread. I think he could have a little bit more stylish pair of focals on his face. I don't know. But I think you're right. Morrell, when the opportunity, knocked, you gotta open the door. You know, that was a huge payday for him. And it's the type of loss that, you're not going to think any less of him. I just think that, he lost to a guy that could go down as an all-time great.
Okay. Zil Zhang and Ajit Kabale. You know anything about Kabale?
Not much. I'll be honest with you, no. I don't.
He's favored.
Yeah, I'm not going to get on the air and lie. No, I don't know much about him, but I will find out soon.
Okay, but he's favored over Zhang, but slightly favored. So I thought that was a bit of a surprise. The rest of that card, Callum Smith and Joshua Botsy. Botsy was on the show about a year and a half ago. He's 19 and zip. That's for the WBO interim world light heavyweight title. And then I think the opener is going to be a guy by the name of Brandon Rhea and Constantino Nanga. And they're going at featherweights, but light heavyweights as well. Bottom line is that card on the 22nd is going to be a card worth watching. No doubt about that?
Oh, that's a great card. It's funny how life changes. So Zhang, at one point, I thought was the next monster at heavyweight. Then he loses Joseph Parker. Now Parker's is in the co-main event. So you have to excel when the opportunity comes. And Zhang didn't do that against Parker. So.
Boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This night, the referee is going to be the most important man in the ring other than the fighters.
He went in. He went in. Huh?
Come on, Roy. You got to, Johnny, you got to f***ing do it. You got to do this f***ing. Roy is doing everything, man. Come on.
Norman Stone just called his fighter Roy.
This motherfucker.
This is it, John.
Fight him. Go and get him. Go and fight this guy.
Your hands up. You think you go to the body, you come up to the head.
Come up to the head.
Fight him.
Come on, Johnny.
Fight him.
He's taking your f***ing title away from you.
The referee sucks.
All you work for.
The ref sucks.
Fight him.
The referee.
Come on. Get
out there. Fight him.
Come on.
Fight him. The referee sucks.
Come on,
Johnny. The referee sucks.
The Gen T. Let's see what you're all about now. All right? Well, let's see what you're all about.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
One more round.
Fight on our corner. Get out of our corner. Get out of our corner.
Fight behind.
I'm going to fight up. You're better on.
I'm going to fight behind.
I'll take
He held the whole fight.
Johnny, come on and go get him, Johnny.
He held the whole fight. Come on. That's why you're pissed off at Cortez. You said you would have taken a point. Now I know.
There is a
fan. One of the good things that's happening is here. We'll probably never have to see Norman Stone again.
That'd be good.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, sometimes Larry Merchant is prophetic, and other times he's not. Of course, Norman Stone not only was he in the corner of John Ruiz for that fight, he was in the, of course, that was on, take that back, August the 12th, 2000, we're at the Paris Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Bob Sheridan and I called this fight for Don King International, or King Vision, whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is, it was, you know, it was a stinker of a main event because at the one point in time, I thought the referee, Joe Cortez, of course, missed a low blow, or it wasn't a low blow, called it a low blow. And, of course, Ruiz got to cut a little bit of breathing time there. And, of course, Norman Stone going crazy there. But Norman Stone's craziness in the corner was able to get John Ruiz two more fights with Evander Holyfield. And, of course, he got the benefit of some judging there, no doubt about that. But John Ruiz, of course, the quiet man, he was one of those guys that he'd be at the fights and I would say, Auntie Louise, Auntie Louise. And he would stand up and wave his hands. He didn't know I was calling him Auntie Louise. I wasn't calling him Johnny Louise. I was calling him Auntie Louise. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On that same day, August the 12th, 2000, 2008, was the last fight that Mitch Halperin, the crazy referee from Las Vegas, of course, the guy that pulled out a gun on me. We were driving from Arizona Charlie's in North Las Vegas to the Imperial Palace where I was staying there in Vegas. Of course, after I did a fight in Arizona Charlie's, I think I was a ring announcer, something like that. But the bottom line is, I criticized him in print because he didn't handle a fight right. And, of course, I think it was a ring fatality involved. But the bottom line is he pulled over in the middle of the desert and he pulled a gun out from underneath the seat. I thought this guy was going to shoot me. I didn't know what to do. Bottom line is, of course, I mentioned it to the athletic commission, Mark Radner, but he never put it into writing. He said, oh, he wasn't serious. And then, like, a few years later, not only when I say the last fight of Mitch Halperin, the reason why it was the last fight that Mitch Halperin referee was he killed himself a few weeks later. Of course, he shot himself in the office of his girlfriend's boyfriend or something like that. He sort of had the three of them were in an office, and he blew his brains out, followed her to the office, and he did crazy stuff. But this was a guy that pulled a gun on me, so may he not rest in peace. You know, come on, I shouldn't say that, but the bottom line is, you know, Mitch Halperin, he was a piece of work, no doubt about that. But that was the last fight he worked with Bebas Mendoza and Rosendo Alvarez. Bebas Mendoza won a disqualification. I believe that was in, the eighth or ninth round, something like that. It's a long time to remember back, but I was working with the Colonel Bob Sheridan. May he rest in peace. He's been dead now a couple of years. Now, before I go to anything else, let's go over to see what my man Frank has to say here. Oh, wow. How about 1975? Tony Perez, yeah, he sued Muhammad Ali for the money, saying that Ali called him. Listen, Ali and Tony Perez didn't make it. They just didn't get along well at all. I don't think there was any money settled, but it went back and forth. Of course, you know, Ali said that Tony Perez was a biased referee with him. But, you know, Tony Perez gave him a lot of breaks, I thought. You know, Tony Perez wasn't the greatest referee in the world. Of course, he was the guy that I called onto the carpet when I jumped up and ran across the ring. I was screaming at referee referee Larry Hazard. Of course, he wasn't a referee, and he was head of the New Jersey Athletic Commission. But I was screaming at him, stop the fight, stop the fight, stop the fight, and waving the hands at him. Of course, Tommy Morrison was getting the snot kicked out of him by Ray Mercer. That was the most brutal, unnecessary beatings I've ever seen in my life. And Tony Perez was sitting there like he was eating popcorn, like a fan, okay? But I got referee Larry Hazard to stop the fight. But Perez, not my favorite, no doubt about that. Not a favorite of Joe Frazier, because, you know, a lot of people think that he gave Muhammad Ali the benefit of the doubt in the second Joe Frazier fight when he let Muhammad Ali hang all over Joe Frazier's neck. So bottom line is, there's referees, and then there's Tony Perez. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. One thing about Morrell is he kind of iffy in Morrell's weight. Is the Cuban a true light heavyweight? I say this because there were fights that Morrell had come in as light 164 pounds, blah, blah, blah. On the other hand, Beterbiev is a true light heavyweight. Beterbiev is probably going to beat Dmitry Bivol again. Of course, they're going to fight in 2 weeks from now. Of course, that'll be on pay-per-view, wink, wink. But they're probably going to beat him again. The guy beats him the first time. The guy usually beats him the second time. And, you know, the only thing Bivol could do probably better the second time was he could step in and try to put some authority on his punches. He has punches that don't count. They just don't. Because Beterbiev didn't seem to be bothered by him at all. Just walk right through him. So at the end of the night, it's probably going to be a repeat of what was the last fight. Of course, the co-main event, we can go on that in depth on tomorrow's show, bringing Larry Merchant, the retired HBO godfather, and see what he has to say. But the bottom line is, back to what Frank has to say here, Morrell tried. You know, Morrell gave it a shot. One a light heavyweight, middleweight, super middleweight, call him what you want. But the bottom line is, all those guys around that weight class are secondary to Mr. David Benavidez. I think there's no doubt about that. Now, talking about Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, you can hit us up here on the Twitch channel. And this is crazy here. But the bottom line is, guy says to me, February 9th, 1974, Frank says, Carlos Monzon retained the world middleweight title with a stoppage of Jose Napoles. Napoles was a welterweight. Napoles was an old man at that point in time. He was 34 years old. I think he got stopped a couple of years later for the welterweight title, I think, by John Stracy. I think that was Stracy's big win, no doubt about that. But that was February 9th, 1974. Of course, Monzon would die in a car accident several years later after throwing his girlfriend off the balcony. He didn't die soon enough. Now, sorry, I'll say that without it. He just didn't die. Come on, man. You know, I can say enough, but Carlos Monzon was a piece of work. Now, looks like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it was announced that Bob Arum and those guys were leaving ESPN, and that was a bit of a shock. And, of course, they were going to go with DAZN. And, of course, now it looks like Eddie Hearn, of course, the guy that lost over $1 billion with DAZN. Of course, he was the guy that the premier promoter. And I don't know if he's got a vested interest. I don't know what the story is on that. Sort of like, who knows? Anyway, Eddie Hearn lost over $1 billion working as the head of DAZN, as a boxing promoter. And now he says he's going to join forces with Top Rank and Golden Boy in DAZN. Of course, Golden Boy's got some good fighters, Top Rank got some good fighters. What does that mean about ESPN? What is ESPN going to do? Because ESPN banning the world of boxing? That's just not cool, man. It's not. Anyway, speaking of Vander Holyfield, I mentioned him a little bit earlier. Of course, him and the John Ruiz, the trilogy there. Oh, my God. Anyway, I saw an interview with him this week, and he looked bad. He just looked bad. He couldn't remember things, and he was having problems. He almost didn't remember who he was looked like. So bottom line is, Evander, of course, showing the residual effects of professional boxing. And suddenly he said the other day, Roy Foreman, the brother of George Foreman, said, Evander's fine. You know what, Roy? You got to realize this, man. CTE is prevalent in this sport, of course, as it is in football. I told you about the football thing, right? 112 guys were tested. 111 guys tested positive for severe brain damage or chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Of course, this is from the hitting of heads, right? Same thing in boxing. Maybe not so much, but the bottom line is, boxers get it. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. All those fighters from the 60s, Ali, with the exception of Foreman, Frazier, Ron Lyle, Jerry Corey. I can keep going and going, but the bottom line is, they all suffer the residual effects of professional boxing or CTE. Okay, so CTE is rocking and rolling right now, and everybody's sort of like trying to deny it. They just are. Of course, Roy Foreman said that Evander's fine. Evander's not going to be fine. And Evander went through some wars, man. I watched him fight. Plus, he fought guys that were bigger than him. That puts him at a severe disadvantage. And it's just not good overall for the physical aspect of it. Because the bottom line, as I told you, size matters of two things, pornography and combat sports. And Evander was fighting bigger guys. I mean, when you fight bigger guys, you got to take bigger shots. And, of course, he did the... He compensated for that, I think, with steroids. He was never caught, but I think he was using performance-enhancing drugs. Of course, there was the FedEx guy that didn't we have we, Didn't Cuddy have a clip on him? Cuddy had a clip on this FedEx guy back in the day where the FedEx guy said he delivered steroids from the Signature Pharmacy to Evander Holyfield. Now, how did he know it was Evander Holyfield? Because he took a picture with Evander Holyfield when he delivered the steroids. So he's delivering the steroids. He takes a picture of Holyfield, and Evander Holyfield didn't have his real name on the thing, though. On the FedEx thing, it said Evan Fields. Who's Evan Fields? Well, short for Evander Holyfield. Bottom line is, I think he was cheating. Everybody knows he was cheating. But he never, ever, ever failed the test. What was I trying to tell you? I don't know. I mean, he was dirty as hell. I mean, I met the guy in 1984. We were both in the Olympic training camp at the Colorado Springs. He told me I shouldn't be bitching about the about the breakfast, this and that. Breakfast was stale. Eggs were a little hard, this and that. You know, I'm from the city, man. I wasn't from the hood, per se. I mean, I'm not from a hood guy. I was used to, like, eating substandard food. Of course, that's what it was. I think that first shot around at the Olympic training camp. Speaking of, straight up, today, Derek Chisora, of course, going to do this at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time, which means it started about an hour ago. But the main event is supposed to go off for another hour and a half or 2 hours, talking about TNT Sports in the Zone. Derek Chisora, of course, the heavyweight, long in the tooth, of course, from the UK, taking on Otto Wallin. Otto Wallin, he did pretty good with Tyson Fury a couple years ago. But the bottom line is Otto Wallin is supposed to be a slight favorite. I take that back. Let me look at this. Otto Wallin minus 230, Derek Chisora plus 176. That's going to be on the Zone. That's going on today, of course. Also on the Zone, take that back, Pro Box TV a little bit later, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, 4:30 here. That takes 4:30. Yeah, wow. Anyway, 10:30 here on the East Coast, on the West Coast. Man, I'm blowing it today. Brian Ramon Cardonas and Brian Acosta, of course, coming up. Arnold Barbosa and Jack Catterall is going to go on the 15th. That'll be the week before, of course, the big card. The big card's going to go down the 22nd, man, and that's going to rock, no doubt about that. Not the main event, but the rest of it. I mean, the rest of it is just going to rock, no doubt about it. Zil Zhang's going to be on that card. And, of course, I tell you, Zil Zhang's a good fighter. He's like 45 years old. That's the problem with Zil. He's probably too old. Joseph Parker, people like Parker in this fight. Tommy D does. Speaking of Tommy D, he'll be around tomorrow for the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, as will the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. And he's booked for tomorrow as well. Of course, he is 94 years old. 94 years old. February the 11th, he will turn 94 years old. I kid you not. And you know, when I tell him, hey, you're 94. No, I'm 93. I'm 93. Yeah, you're 94 come from February the 11th. Of course, that was the date of the historic fight there in Japan, the meltdown of Mike Tyson, the meltdown, of course, by Buster Douglas back February 11th, 1990. Larry was celebrating his birthday. At the same time, Mike Tyson got melted down, got knocked out by James Buster Douglas. Of course, the most prophetic words in the history of HBO boxing was Jim Lampley said, Mike Tyson has been knocked out. That was a mind blower. No doubt about that. Straight up February 11th, 1990. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
February 10th, 1992, Mike Tyson was convicted of a sexual assault of Desiree Washington. Of course, that was in Indiana. And I told you how the defense attorney sort of blew that case, because the bottom line is, and I'm going to say this, something that's a little bit graphic here, but Mike Tyson and this girl, Desiree Washington, they're getting hot and heavy on the bed, okay? Mike Tyson invites her up to his suite there after some competition, some beauty contest, something like that over there in Indiana. So anyway, he invites her up to his suite, and it gets hot and it gets nasty and this and that. And of course, says she's spotting. When I say spotting, I mean she's slightly on her period. So she goes into the bathroom and she takes off a panty shield, which is preventing her, because she's spotting down there. So she takes off this panty shield and puts it on the sink board. Now, when she goes back out, she puts on the sink board. She goes back out. She has sex with Mike Tyson. She said it was against her will. But the bottom line is, why would she take that panty shield off and leave it in the bathroom? I mean, Daniel, think about that. She took the panty shield off and left it in the bathroom, and then she went out and had sex with Mike Tyson. So don't you think that's pretty an indicator that she wanted to have sex by her leaving the panty shield in the bathroom? No, he's shaking his head up and down. Yeah, saying, all right. Anyway, let's go to the odds, of course, for February 22nd. Ajit Kabel, of course, a minus 150 favorite over the Chinese monster. Zil Zhang is plus 118. Callum Smith, plus 164. Joshua Bosti, minus 215. Carlos Adamas, plus 182. Hamzy Shiraz, minus 240. Israel Magomedov, minus 102. Virgil Ortiz, minus 124. So that fight's pretty damn close there. Both guys are like a pick'em fight there. Of course, no doubt about that. 147, 154 now, as far as Virgil Ortiz and Israel Magomedov is concerned. Floyd Schofield and Shakur Stevenson, that's 135 pounds. Schofield is a plus 620 underdog. And Shakur Stevenson, -11-1 favorite. Danny Dubois, minus 270 against Joseph Parker. Parker is plus 200. People like that bet as far as Joseph Parker is concerned. But Danny Dubois sort of shined of late. We'll see what's happening, of course, when he steps up for the big Parker fight here. Of course, Artur Bitabev, minus 134, and Dmitry Bivol, plus 106. That's going down February 22nd on pay-per-view. Of course, it's a good fight, no good fight card, no doubt about that. So watch it where you can. If you don't want to pay for it, get some binoculars. Of course, I mentioned Carlos Monzon returning his world middleweight title February 9th. But February the T-guy, Leon Spinks. The boxer defeated Muhammad Ali in 1978. He died at the age of 67 on February 5th, 2021. He died in Henderson, Nevada, in the arms of his wife, Brenda. She's a sweet lady, no doubt about that. Let me tell you about Leon Spinks. Leon Spinks was married to a lady by the name of Nova Spinks. In 1974, they lived across the street from Emanuel Stewart in Detroit, Michigan. Emanuel heard all kinds of violent sounds going down one day, and he grabbed a gun. He was going over there thinking somebody was getting killed. Well, turns out Emanuel's wife grabbed the gun out of his hand, so he went over there anyway, and he opened up the back door, and he found out that Leon Spinks was laying on the floor, and his wife was beating him with a frying pan. That's right, beating him to death almost with a frying pan. So here's Leon Spinks getting lit up like he was. Of course, Leon Spinks later would marry Brenda Spinks, and Brenda would be his wife until he died, but he was a he was a pretty good guy. I can't say nothing bad about him, except that maybe he was abused by the boxing world. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he beat Muhammad Ali at that point in time. That should have been enough for him to retire on, right? You beat Muhammad Ali, this all-time great. You know, come on, man. And the guy, like, was on minimum wage. I kid you not. So he got abused by the boxing game. No doubt about that. May he rest in peace, Leon Spinks. Being rest in peace. May the Colonel Bob Sheridan rest in peace as well. As far as Derek Chisora and Otto Wallace is concerned, it's going to go down in about an hour. It'll be on the zone. Watch it if you want, of course. As far as the rest of the day is concerned, not a whole lot in the world of boxing. Straight up, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Ring Talk Live Worldwide returns, and I'll be prepped. We'll bring in Larry Murch, and we'll bring in Tommy D, the Sunday Shot Caller, and we'll hear from Otto Wallen and or Derek Chisora. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank my producer, the great Daniel Ogden. Of course, he's hooked up with Oral-B toothbrushes as well. The entire family should be cavity-free. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Hey!